Governor Rick Snyder was at the Michigan Radio studios earlier today for a special call-in program taking your questions. The show was hosted by Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He is also the co-host, along with Zoe Clark, of It's Just Politics. Hello, you two.
Hello. Hi.
This room seems familiar.
It does. You warm it up
I've
with the governor.
Yes.
So what made news today?
One of the most interesting things was the governor said if the United States Supreme Court rules in a very technical case on subsidies for people who sign up for health insurance through the federal health care coverage exchange because their state did not adopt a state exchange as Obamacare originally envisioned. And the governor said that if the Supreme Court rules the wrong way, he might have to go back and once again tackle that controversy.
That raises a question, should we be looking at a state exchange again? And that's a dialogue I'd have to have with the legislature. It was interesting that at one point I had the House in favor of a state exchange, then I couldn't get the Senate, and then later the Senate wanted an exchange and vice versa. So that's a fair question that would have to be asked, assuming the decision comes out in an adverse fashion.
So you might go back to the legislature and say, look, it's time to revisit this and do a state exchange.
Well, I would say that's premature at this point. But again, we would first wait to see what the decision is. And secondly, is there other congressional action taking place?
So if he does have to go back and revisit that controversy of creating a Michigan-run health coverage exchange.
Back to that fight all over again.
And with a different legislature.
With
a more conservative
Republicans,
legislature.
More skeptics that job does not get any easier.
Zoe, what were listeners most focused on today?
Yeah, and that's what really this show is all about. I mean, we obviously have 1,000 questions for the governor at any given time, but listeners, what is on their minds? And it was roads. Prop 1, this vote in May, whether to increase road funding. And it was interesting what the governor had to say, because a lot of the questions were about, hey, why should we vote for this proposal if lawmakers just couldn't figure it out themselves? This is their jobs. Why didn't they do their work? Why are we cleaning up after them? And this is what the governor had to say.
There's a fair amount of anger about the process, about the fact that this has to go to a vote of the ballot proposal. What I'd ask people to be very careful is they don't confuse that with the actual proposal itself.
So the governor really there going, look, maybe things didn't happen as we all would have liked, but now, you know, dear voter, it's up to you in May.
He's trying to walk it back. You know, for this to work, you're going to have to just, you know, lay to rest these controversies one by one. And he's saying, look, if you're frustrated because you think the legislature punted on this question, you may be right, but don't let that frustration stand in the way of solving the problem.
And no plan B.
Yeah, which was something, again, that Rick pressed him on. You know, what happens if voters vote no? Again, the famous quote now, you know, from Gretchen Whitmer, the former Democratic leader in the Senate, going, I don't even want to think about what happens if voters say no.
And he said, if this ballot proposal doesn't pass, a solution will not present itself. As a matter of fact, because of that vote, it probably becomes even harder.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are co-hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. You can find the full call-in with the governor. Go online. MichiganRadio.org. As always, thanks you too.
Thanks,
you
Cindy.
Bet.